How do you bid on a foreclosure auction?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
How do you bid on a foreclosure auction? This is an interesting question. Okay, so I'm going to answer this question because I have the overall experience in real estate investing. And how do you bid? Okay, so the bid is actually, the bid foreclosure is essentially when the bank is about, or lien holder is about to take away a piece of property when you don't pay the payment that you promised in a contract of some sort, in some kind of a promissory note, you default on it, you haven't paid. An example of a promissory note is a mortgage, okay? Any kind of agreement for payment, you know, and you stop paying, and then they can slap a lien on your property, and then they can attempt to legally foreclose on your property, which means they take away the property from you, right? So after they take away the property, they auction those types of properties. It could be because of tax liens, it could be because of mechanical liens. So actually, contractors have the power to put a lien on your property if you don't pay them their money. It could be, what else? Let me think. There are a few types of liens out there. Okay, the most popular is a mortgage that you probably know about. So foreclosure auction is when you don't pay your $300,000 that you promised. You pay like 6 years, and then you got into trouble. You lost your job, and you can't afford. And then now they foreclosed on you, right? So the investors, a lot of investors show up to this event to bid on this property. So bidding meaning you say, hey, this is how much I can afford, and this is how much. So what they do is they set an initial bid price. I forget what they call it because I don't do this, okay? But we've done it before. I don't advise it, right? But you set, just like a regular auction, like an auto auction, right? There's an initial, a starting bid. That's what they call it. This is starting bid, right? A starting bid could be a property that's worth $200,000. Starting bid could be $105,000, right? And then this, you know, you say, you know what, I'll put my bid in at $110,000. And then you have another person say, you know what, I'll pay $112,000. And then another person will come in and say, I'll pay $120,000. And then the adrenaline will start rushing and then say, you know what, I really, because now you're invested, right? And you want to win because everyone wants to win, right? So most amateurs will go there and then basically get into a bidding war and then forget that they are buying this particularly for an investment purposes and then overpay for a property, okay? Have I seen such examples before? It happens all the time, okay? How? Because they are the people that I end up saving sometimes, okay? Because we have another part of the business where we actually help people that are in foreclosure or people that got in trouble. A lot of them pick up these houses in this terrible manners, okay? So that's where the question is coming from. How do you bid on a foreclosure auction? You bid on a foreclosure auction the same way you will bid on any house. Okay, you need to do your homework. You need to know the property. There's a good chance they won't let you in the property, and there will be a do not trespass sign on the property, especially if it's vacant. And you're not supposed to go trespass. You do that at your own risk. Okay, but if you know the business enough, right, you'll be able to make a bid based on the market value in that area, based on potential things that would have been damaged in the house. If you know that area, then you can make a bid. But here's the requirement. You need to know what you're doing in terms of the value of the property, the value of the neighborhood within 1 mile radius in the last 6 months of that location. You need to know what's going on, and you need to set your price. You need to preset the price you're willing to pay for that property before you show up to an auction. So when people start going at the bidding war, you know where you stop. And there's no emotions. There's no emotional attachment, nothing like that. You know where you stop. You're just like, okay, this is over. I can't, you know, my price is $112,000. If anybody outbid me, I back out. And there's no hurt. There's no hard feelings, okay? That's how you set a bid for a foreclosure auction. The way to not do that is don't get into a bidding war, and don't go there to get emotional, because when you, a lot of those properties, you don't know what's going on in them, and you're just going to get in trouble if you get into a bidding war. There's always going to be surprises when you're dealing with properties that need work, especially if it's in a bad neighborhood. There's going to be surprises. So you can't afford to be paying more than a preset price based on the criteria that are exposed to you, that can be that can become potential risk in the business of flipping houses.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.